and welcome back to the Modern Court Reporter podcast, where we discuss all things court reporting. As always, I'm Dan Malgren.
And I'm Darlene Williams.
In today's episode, Darlene and I are excited to have Mary Beth Everhart from Real Time Coach join us. Mary Beth has an alphabet soup of accomplishments, including her MA, RPR, CRI, CLR, and CPE. That's a Master's of Arts in Educational Technology, a Master's Certificate in e-learning. She's a registered professional reporter, a certified reporting instructor, a certified live note reporter, and a certified program evaluator. Mary Beth began reporting in 1980 and writing real-time in 1992. She's been a freelance reporter in the Baltimore, Washington area, an official reporter in Brisbane, Australia, provided CART services to such organizations as Self-Help for Hard of Hearing and the Neurofibromatosis Foundation. She captioned for the Gallaudet University, managed a large multi-office freelance firm, taught court reporting at all levels, and trained on numerous CAT systems over the years. Mary Beth has been the national marketing manager for Real Time Coach since 2006 and works closely with reporting schools, firms, and court systems to improve skills for students and working reporters. She served as a member of numerous NCRA committees and has been a contributing editor to the Journal of Court Reporting for over 30 years. Welcome, Mary Beth.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the invitation.
Mary Beth, we're delighted to have you with us today. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with us. That's quite an impressive resume you've got, and no doubt our listeners will learn something new today. To start things off, can you tell us the history of Real Time Coach and what Real Time Coach is designed to do?
Absolutely. Real Time Coach, or RTC as it's often called, was the brainchild of two guys who knew nothing about court reporting, but they knew a lot about electronic learning, or e-learning as it's known. Prior to creating this product, they actually had, like I said, nothing to do with court reporting, but they have trained a lot of large organizations like the U.S. Army and IBM on all kinds of things via computer or electronic learning. And they stumbled onto the educational side of court reporting, and they were amazed that we were teaching this skill without immediate feedback of any kind. They put their heads together, Real Time Coach was born, and then I joined them the next year when they realized they had a product for a market that they knew nothing about. So Real Time Coach was initially designed specifically for schools and for court reporting students to improve their accuracy and, of course, increase their speed, and the idea being that they would graduate sooner.
Very, very interesting. I love hearing the history about how these things come about, and that's a great story. I know that you work with court reporting schools and individual reporters, but what our listeners may not know is how Real Time Coach can benefit reporters with many, many years of experience under their belt. So can you share with our listeners why Real Time Coach should be a staple in their arsenal for their careers?
Absolutely. You are speaking my language now, Darlene. We all know that as reporters, we don't stop building our skills at 225 words a minute. That really is, at this point, just the tip of the iceberg. That's the jumping off point. We have a need to not only continually increase our speed, but also improve accuracy. You know, a lot of us are interested in real time. You know, we often say that's the gold standard, and that is what is going to keep Steno at the forefront of reporting. So improving skills and increasing speed are always on our minds as reporters. So, and perhaps we want to do things like pass certifications. Maybe we just want to warm up every day before we start the job or our depot or captioning job, whatever. And RTC is built for all of those things, and it provides immediate grading and feedback on every single exercise that a reporter writes or on a practice test if they're planning on certifications. So a lot of folks don't realize that you can also earn credit on Real Time Coach. So if you already have a certification and you're trying to maintain that certification, we all know about CEUs, and you can actually earn 1/3 of your 3-year requirement, or one entire CEU in that PDC category. And if I'm not sure if everybody knows what a PDC is, do you want me to address that? Because I get that question a lot.
Yes, please.
So the CEU is a continuing education unit. that actually is broken down into two categories by NCRA. There is a PDC, which is a professional development credit, and then there's the CEU. And so Real-Time Coach falls into that PDC category. And of your 30 hours in 3 years, 10 of those hours can be in the PDC category. So you can earn that entire 10 hours or one CEU in the PDC category, a lot of acronyms, on Real-Time Coach.
Very good.
That's great to hear. Do you have any stories to share regarding how Real-Time Coach perhaps brought someone struggling with a speed over that hurdle, whether it was a student or a working reporter?
I do. Actually, there are lots of stories, but I have two favorites that I tend to share with people whenever this topic comes up. One of them is a reporter, and this probably goes back now 10 years, maybe 12 years. I met her at a convention, and she wanted to get her RPR. She ultimately wanted to become a federal reporter, which she did, but she had no certifications to begin with. So sat her down, showed her how to use Real-Time Coach, and she started working on obtaining her RPR, which she did. And after she got her RPR, she went on and got her CRR. She then got a job at the federal court and got her FCRR, so that's the federal certified real-time reporter. She got all three legs of her RMR. She says she doesn't want any more credentials, but she uses Real-Time Coach every single day to continue to warm up before she goes into court. So that one's one of my favorites because she sort of took the big picture, the long haul approach to not just Real-Time Coach, but to her profession. And so she saw this as a tool that she could use to continue to improve her skills and add those certifications. But actually my favorite story was at a convention. As Darlene knows, we do a lot of we have a lot of good stories from conventions. Let's just leave it at that.
So, yes, we do.
Yeah, it gets entertaining. So I was actually at a convention, was working at setting up our booth. I happened to be the first one of the team who arrived. So I was, you know, schlepping all of the equipment in and I'm setting up the booth. And a reporter came up and just said, you know, I wanted to mention to you that I passed my CRR after using Real-Time Coach. To be honest, I was busy setting up the booth and I was sort of half listening and I said, oh, you know, that's great. And was trying to hold a conversation at the same time I was trying to complete my job. So I said to her just sort of offhandedly, was this the first time you took the CRR? And her response was, no, it was the 13th. Wow. That got my attention. First of all, I thought, who has that kind of persistence to keep going after 13 right. times? I would have quit after three, I gotta be honest. So I was impressed that she was so determined to get her CRR that she persisted through 13 attempts. But as I said, at that point, she had my attention, so I needed to hear more. So I said, tell me about those prior experiences. So I learned that the past, I don't know, I think it was 4 or 5 times that she had taken the test, she had failed with 10 or fewer errors. So she was really close each time, and that maybe is what fueled her to continue. So she was very close, but clearly not close enough. And so I said, how did Real-Time Coach help? And her response was that I mentioned to you Real-Time Coach grades everything immediately and gives you feedback and you see your categories of errors. And she said, I looked at the category of error that I had the most errors in, and I focused just on that, and I got those errors down to a small number, and she said the next time I passed. And I thought, that's brilliant, because that's exactly the way the tool was intended to be used. But I asked her one more question. I said, how long had you been using Real-Time Coach before you passed that last test? And I'm actually expecting to hear several months, right? Her response, you could have blown me over with a feather. Her response was 2.5 days, not weeks, wow, not months, days. And she said, all I needed to see was where I was going wrong. And if I didn't know where I was going wrong, I couldn't fix it. I wish I'd had a videotape of that conversation because it would have been a great marketing tool. She used the product exactly how it was intended and reach the goal that she was shooting for. So those are my two favorite stories. I do have lots more, but I know you're limited for time today. Oh, so.
Those are great stories, Mary Beth. And I think I've also heard that the CRR is the easiest test you'll ever fail.
Absolutely.
So this is wonderful news to know that something as simple as identifying where you are making the bulk of your mistakes and then being able to address how to fix it. I think that's just an awesome feature that Real Time Coach offers. And hopefully more and more people who become exposed to it will realize the talent that lies behind the thinking of RTC. And that kind of leads me into my next question, which is Real Time Coach designed not just to improve speed, but also improve how someone actually writes? Is there a component of the program that deals with such things as writing tips and tricks?
So yeah, that's a great question. And yes, Real Time Coach is designed to assist reporters in improving both speed and accuracy. But we do not have a section that provides sort of tips and tricks on changing your writing. And that is one of the things that over the years, the owners keep coming back to me and saying, shouldn't we add this? And my response is always no. And the reason for that is I don't know what theory you or any other reporter learned. And so I don't feel like we should be making suggestions for something that we don't know the history of, number one. And number two, there's so much on social media. I tell reporters, if you want to know how to write something, get on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Pick one of the dozens of reporter groups, post it. I need a brief for blah, and you will get 20,000 responses in no time. So we don't actually give that aspect mm-hmm. Of improving your skills. But that said, there are two different approaches in Real Time Coach to the things that you're trying to improve. So in other words, if you're working on speed, we don't want you to see the grading as it occurs. We want you to get all the way through the exercise, then we'll grade it. We also break it down into 1 minute increments so that you can build speed in small chunks. And chunking is actually an educational concept that we all learn better in short, small chunks rather than large chunks. And there's actually a phrase that goes something like this. Nobody can eat an elephant in one sitting, but anybody can eat an elephant one bite at a time. So I tell reporters and students, think of speed building as your elephant. You have to take it a little bit at a time. And so break it down in 1 minute chunks. That's your bite of the elephant. Get that 1 minute under control and go to the next minute. The complete opposite is the case with accuracy. If you're focused on accuracy in Real Time Coach, when you're writing and you make a mistake, we stop you in your tracks. We say, here's what the word should have been. Now get your fingers on the correct keys and stroke it correctly 8 times in a row. Because at that point, you're focused on muscle memory. You want to build the correct muscle memory for whatever it is you just made the mistake on. So if you don't take those two different approaches, you're really not improving the skill. You're just moving your fingers on those keys and you're not getting the best result. So it's kind of a long answer to your question.
No, it's a perfect example of how we need to get outside of our heads, and we get so focused on, I've got to get the next speed, I've got to get the next speed, and we lose that connection to that muscle memory that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's really important. And examples that I always give are, you can take any sport or any musical instrument, but golf is a great example, because even if you don't like golf, we have all seen this happen when we're channel surfing. Now, I happen to like golf, so it makes perfectly good sense to me, but if you see a professional golfer make a mistake, they don't just walk on to the next shot. You see them stop and they take air swings. What they're doing is reminding their body of the correct muscle memory. They're essentially saying, I don't know what you just did with that shot, but that was wrong. This is what it should feel like. So they end every mistake with a correction so that they're constantly correcting that muscle memory and reminding their body, this is the way you behave, not what you just did. And we have to do the same thing. Otherwise, we just keep repeating the same errors.
True.
That's such a great point. And as a golfer myself, I have had coaches that have told me basically exactly that. Like, you need to, even no matter how bad you screwed up, you need to end it on a good note. You need to remind yourself, what does this feel like when it's supposed to be going right?
Yep, absolutely. And it's a great example, because golf occurs at such a slow pace compared to, you know, basketball or whatever, that it's just a perfect example. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff.
So changing gears a little bit, as technology changes and more students out there are enrolling in voice writing programs, is real-time coach also effective for voice writing?
Absolutely. That's a great question. And we've been working with voice writing schools for, I don't know, probably a decade. So because real-time coach is taking the feed from CAT software, we can grade from any input, essentially. I like to joke with students that they could be writing Japanese with their toes. It doesn't matter. As long as it translates into English, it will be sent into real-time coach, and that's what we're focused on. You know, are you getting it down accurately? Are you transcribing it accurately? So, yeah, absolutely. We can work with both steno and voice, and have for steno now, what, 15 years, 16 years, and for voice about 10.
Can you speak to how artificial intelligence can or does play any role in real-time coach?
So, yes, real-time coach relates to or uses AI in the sense that AI has been built into CAT software for decades. Things like conflict resolution, automatic number conversion, intelligent prefixes and suffixes. If you use something like the Brief Magic or Brief It, okay, those are all examples of artificial intelligence. And it's actually worth a discussion here about AI and how that relates not only to day-to-day reporting, but to your practice and to passing certifications. So let me give you just a little bit of background of how real-time coach works. So a reporter will set up their CAT software, and we have the setup on under the help menu in real-time coach for each of the major CAT systems. The reporter will set up their CAT system so that when they log on to real-time coach and start writing real-time, it feeds from the CAT software into RTC. So the way AI works is, for most of it to be effective, or to work at all in CAT software, the CAT software has to be the active window, meaning that's the one right in front of you that you're looking at. In order for the CAT software to feed into real-time coach needs to be the active window. So, okay, how are we going to make this work? Because reporters should be practicing and taking practice tests using their artificial intelligence if they use it in their day-to-day reporting work. So in other words, if you use any of those features, conflict resolution, numbers, brief it, prefixes and suffixes, and of course we all do because it improves our output. So what you want to do, and this is really good practice, is when you're in real-time coach, you're going to click on the play menu, which is going to start the audio, but you want to then quickly switch to your CAT software, so that's what's active on the screen. So there is a Windows command. If you know no other Windows command in your career, learn this one. Alt plus the Tab key. So hold down the Alt key, press the Tab key, and that toggles between open applications in Windows. Handy as a pocket on a shirt. So when you're testing, you can only have two things open, real-time coach and your CAT software. So you click play in real-time coach, Alt-Tab, and now your CAT software is what's on the screen. So you're using all of those AI features that you use day in and day out that give you the best translation possible. And when you finish your practice session or a test or a practice test, you simply mark everything in your CAT software and copy it. Control-C to copy. Alt-Tab back to real-time coach, paste it in, and now you get the best of both worlds. You get the immediate grading from real-time coach, which is what helps you improve, but you're also using all those great AI features in your CAT software to improve your transcript and your translation.
So before we move forward, I did have one question, and that was simply that I didn't realize I put the cart before the horse in that I'm not sure all our listeners know what the artificial intelligence is that we're talking about. So could you give them just a little bit more in-depth explanation so they have a better understanding that we're not talking about robots here, but we're talking about things that they're using that they may not recognize as artificial intelligence?
Absolutely. And that's a great question because, and what a lot of us don't even realize is that what we've been using literally for decades is artificial intelligence. And conflict resolution is probably the very first AI that was used in CAT software. So we're talking about steno reporters. We're talking about voice reporters. We're talking about people who use CAT software day in and day out. And every time, or almost every time, a new feature is added in your CAT software, there is some sort of AI or artificial intelligence behind it. So conflict resolution, for instance, and I'm a longtime Eclipse user, so I tend to always throw Eclipse out, but they all do this, okay? So the way Eclipse, when they first added conflict resolution, what it did was it looked at the word to the left of the conflict. And I learned supposedly a conflict-free theory, and I still wrote there, there, and there the same way. So I have that conflict still in my dictionary, and Eclipse looks to the left to see what, not what the word is, but the part of speech that precedes my conflict. And then it looks to the word to the right for the part of speech or punctuation or whatever that follows. And then it, using that artificial intelligence that it's building, makes decisions for you as you write and chooses oftentimes the correct conflict. And so what reporters started doing decades ago, after we all changed the way we wrote everything to accommodate CAT systems, we now are at the point where we're allowing the CAT software to do as much of the work as it possibly can, because nobody's slowing down and accommodating us for trying to keep up at, you know, 260 words a minute. So artificial intelligence is really all of these features in your CAT software that's making your life easier. That's probably the cleanest way to say AI is very beneficial to us, and it's something that we use day in and day out. And it is not, we're not talking about, some robot that's coming in and replacing us. We're talking about the features that we use day in and day out.
Excellent explanation. Appreciate that.
Now, Mary Beth, I understand that many reporters want to add certifications to their repertoire, not just because of the alphabet soup that looks so good after their names, but because they believe that certifications show a level of commitment to their skill set as well as the profession. Can a reporter looking to add a new certification benefit from Real-Time Coach? And if so, what's the process that they go through?
That's a great question, Dan. So, my answer is going to be, of course. Of course, because Real-Time Coach, the way I look at Real-Time Coach is it's a cradle-to-grave tool for reporters. We can start start in theory, teaching theory students how to write and provide practice and read back, all the way up to if you are a national speed contest writer, because we have material up to over 300 words a minute, and everything in Real-Time Coach can be adjusted to even 20% higher. So we are truly cradle to grave in terms of covering everything. We're also the platform chosen by the National Court Reporters Association to deliver all their certifications. The California Court Reporters Board, so the California CSR, is now delivered on Real-Time Coach, as is the Texas CSR. So practice and testing and certification are sort of what we're built for. We also have what we call packages of material for every one of the certifications. So if you want to take your CRR is the next certification you want to go for, you're going to look for the material on Real-Time Coach called Smart Prep /CRR. So you're going to focus specifically on that kind of material. If you're interested in the RPR, you're going to see there's Smart Prep RPR, but three different legs, because there are three legs to that test. So what we like to see people do And this is going to get me off on a tangent, I can tell you. So what we like to see people do is focus specifically on the next goal. So if your next goal is the CRR, you shouldn't be running around trying to write a 220 word per minute lit. It's got nothing to do with the CRR. The CRR is 200 words per minute, and it's Q&A. So you need to focus on Q&A. You need to focus on that speed and a bit higher, but you don't need to go crazy and try to focus on something much higher, at a much higher speed level. If you're going to do one of the multi-leg tests, like the RPR, the RMR, you want to focus on the leg that you're most comfortable with. So if you love Q&A, take the Q&A first. Build up confidence. When you're confident with the Q&A, you can move on to the next one. So yeah, we can assist reporters with virtually any goal that they're interested in, but primarily certifications and just focusing on what it is you should be focused on. You know, the other thing, can I keep going on my little tangent?
Please do.
The one thing that reporters don't tend to do is focus on the kind of tests they're taking. So if you're taking one of the transcription leg tests, you should be not only practicing that particular type of material and the particular speed range, but you should be practicing the transcription. You should be timing yourself so you know that you can get the transcription and all of the steps accomplished within the allotted time. If you're using Real-Time Coach in your practice, you're getting the immediate feedback. If you're not using Real-Time Coach, well, first I'll say shame on you, but then I'll say take the time to grade what you're writing, what you're practicing. If it's a transcription test, accuracy in your writing is not the most important part. You need to get something down for everything that's said. I don't care how crappy it is. You've got time to clean it up. If you're focused on a real-time test like the CRR, speed is not the issue. Accuracy is the issue. And you need to focus on things like, one of the things I often share with reporters is what I call selective dropping. And, you know, most of the time when you mention to a reporter, you need to learn to drop, you know, we all start to twitch a little bit, like, no, I can't do that. Here's an example of selective dropping. Let's say I hear something in the CRR exam and it's a multi-stroke word. I don't know, Bosnia, the country Bosnia. If I wrote that with the first time I heard it, didn't have a brief, I would write it in three strokes. Well, if that's not in my dictionary, I now have three errors, okay? Bosnia, three errors. If I just drop that word, let it go because I don't have a brief for it, it's not in my dictionary, one error. So those are the kinds of things that you need to practice for based on what certification you want to pass. So
excellent advice, Mary Beth. And I hope our listeners really take that to heart because it is, I know from firsthand working with our interns, how devastated they are when they see that if they had just been able to focus ahead slightly, that dropping just that word that's going to trip them up, that it's only one mistake and it's not a do or die kind of thing. And it really has benefit as far as a working reporter is concerned.
Yep. That's great. It's great advice, Darlene. I'm glad that you share that when you're working with the interns. And, you know, the other thing that's helpful about, you know, when I commented on the transcription test that accuracy, I think I said accuracy didn't have much to do with it. Obviously, when you're writing, accuracy has a lot to do with it. But you really need to focus on getting it down if you have time to transcribe. And if you can just get one stroke. So I use the example of Bosnia. If I'm writing along and I'm hanging on, if I can just get one of those three strokes down, I've given myself two things. I've told myself where that word is going to crop up, so at least I know where it belongs in the transcript. And even one stroke of the three gives me a hint to what I was trying to write.
Exactly.
So yeah, those are the things that I think what happens, especially with certifications, is we get so anxious and so consumed by the test that we forget to focus on what we need to focus on. So,
and that's a great segue because Mary Beth is going to join us again for a podcast episode about test anxiety. So you want to stay tuned for that because you do not want to miss anything she has to say. I've heard it firsthand and it's excellent advice.
Another one of my favorite topics.
So Mary Beth, if our listeners want to reach out to you for more information on Real Time Coach, how can they contact you?
Well, they can email me, and my email address is M Everhart, as in Mary Beth Everhart. So M Everhart, and Everhart is spelled E, V as in Victor, E-R-H-A-R-T, M Everhart at learnrealtime.com. Now, if after listening to this, anybody's interested in a Real Time Coach membership, you just go to myrealtimecoach.com. And I'm going to give you a coupon code. We're going for the entire month of February. We're going to give your podcast listeners a discount.
Awesome.
So if you go to myrealtimecoach.com and click on the join link, you'll see three choices, basic, pro, and ultimate. Obviously, ultimate is the ultimate. It's the biggest. So if you choose ultimate, but when you go to check out, you put in the coupon code PD21, as in Planet Depots 21, that will give you a discount. So you will pay the price of Pro, but you'll get the ultimate package, and that will save you $120 a year, and it will have everything you need, all the certification prep stuff, stuff up at 300 words a minute. If you're interested in becoming a captioner, there's captioning material, CART material, all kinds of judicial stuff. So have at it.
Thank you so much, Mary Beth. That's very generous of you to do that for our listeners. And I hope that they'll take advantage of that. And so I want to take this time to thank you for sharing this incredible program with our listeners. And I hope that they will take advantage of all the aspects of Real Time Coach and make it work for them. I also hope you'll tune in when Mary Beth joins us again to talk about overcoming test anxiety, a topic we know many of you struggle with every day. You won't want to miss Mary Beth's wonderful words of wisdom on how to retrain your brain to deal with testing.
And that's all the time we have. Thank you, Mary Beth, for joining us. And thank you, listeners, for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Modern Court Reporter.